This is Cincinnati Edition on 91.7 WVXU. I'm Mark Haney. The University of Cincinnati College Conservatory of Music and the Twin Towers Senior Living Community have created a new artist in residence program. And here to tell us about the program, Dean of the College Conservatory of Music and Thomas James Kelly Professor of Music, Peter Langren, Twin Towers Executive Director Jim Lay, and soprano Annie Barr, one of the first two CCM Twin Towers artists in residence. And you can join our conversation 513-419-7100, email talk at wvxu.org, or you can find us on Facebook or Twitter. And Peter, tell us what's exactly involved in this new artist-in-residence program that you have going with Twin Towers.
Yeah, Mark, I'm so glad we're talking with your listeners about this, because this is one of these great opportunities that literally the next time the phone rings, make sure you pick it up, because it might be someone like Jim calling you with a great way to engage our students out in the community. Literally, Jim called our offices one day and said, "Hey, I run Twin Towers. I just heard about this great program that they got up in Cleveland. How can we do this in Cincinnati?" So it was really Jim's brainchild that brought this together and is allowing two of our CCM students to have residency up at Twin Towers.
So, Jim, you made the initial phone call.
Well, yeah, we had become aware of this opportunity, and it was one of those moments where you ask yourself, why not? Why not pursue this? Think of the opportunity it means for the young people, as well as for the residents of our community. We would have that intergenerational opportunity. We would have wonderful performances available. And it just makes for a more vibrant part of our campus lifestyle. So we're very much focused on creating that kind of vibrancy and uniqueness in the way we operate at Twin Towers. And this just seemed to fit. And let's venture into it and see where it takes us.
Now, where is Twin Towers located?
We're located on Hamilton Avenue, really on the southern end of College Hill, border toward North Side. So we've been on that site operating since 1908. So Twin Towers is a real institution community-wise, and this was an opportunity as we continue to grow and develop as we head toward our what we're calling our second century to continue to provide those types of enhancements.
And so, Mark, what we've really got here is a partner in Twin Towers and in Jim that has come to CCM to say, we'd like to host two of your students to live within our residential community, to be part of the fabric at Twin Towers, and we're able to go to students who are, you know, really working hard to be professionals, but they're also working hard to pay for college, to be able to say, look, you've got free room and board here, to be able to offer that to two of our students, and we're so fortunate to have Alyssa Griffith, but today we've got Annie Barr with us, who's our first class.
Annie, how do you feel about doing this?
I feel honored. I'm so thankful that I'm able to do this. I love interacting with all of my neighbors. They're all so sweet and so kind. And I also love the opportunity to perform every month. I have a rehearsal space there. I can go up and practice anytime I want. And it's, you know, right near my house. And the neighborhood is so, it's like a happy place to live. I go home and it's quiet and peaceful and very welcoming.
Did you ever think you'd be getting an experience like this at this point in your music career?
Never, never. But I'm very happy that I have.
And I can say that's what makes it fun, because I don't think anyone, residents or the students, expected this. And as a result, it's new, it's creative, it's an opportunity for an expression of joy that in many of our residents' cases was totally unexpected when they came into our campus environment. So, and I must say, when they practice in the midst of campus and you walk down a hallway and you hear Alyssa's piano practice, you hear Annie trying out something new, it stops traffic. It's a wonderful thing. And it's just something that makes us unique, and that delights me.
Peter, so this is very interactive then, Peter. I mean, this is a win-win for both the residents and the artists who are part of this program, because they're putting on these recitals, but the residents are actually getting to experience the practices and ask questions. And is that how, am I understanding it correctly?
Without a doubt. I mean, this is, we go to concerts and everyone's dressed up and you sit in your assigned seats. This is completely different. I mean, they see Annie and Alyssa around their campus. They've probably got more dinner dates than we can imagine from all of the residents. But it's also, I think, a real important part of CCM's mission right now, which is how do we engage our current students in the community? Because there are great opportunities for our students out there while they're students, but also we're preparing them to become alumni and to stand on their own two feet and to forge their path with their artistry. This ability for Annie and Alyssa to really engage with a segment of the community that they probably didn't expect to in their graduate experience just gives them some tools, makes them think about some things differently, and how the next time they perform, how are they really communicating to an audience?
Andy, you've got a recital coming up soon. I mean, how much work goes into getting ready for this type of a recital?
A lot.
Okay. What do you do to get ready for this?
Well, Alyssa and I rehearse together, and first we always meet up to discuss what we're going to do. What are the residents going to like, and what are we going to like in return, and what do we need to work on? So we'll discuss that, and then we'll rehearse together. And an interesting thing about my first recital here, which was just 2 weeks ago now, we did a sacred recital, and at the very end of the recital, we did a sing-along, which I've never done in a recital before.
Okay.
But we thought the residents might like it, and they did. And we ended with Amazing Grace, and it made them happy, and in return, it made me so happy. It reminded me why I do what I do. It reminded me that I love music, and I love singing, and making other people happy makes me happy in return.
And I must comment, Annie pointed out at the end of the performance, normally when she leads a sing-along in a church environment, and this was held in our chapel, that she gets some participation. The first comment she made, everyone was singing.
Every single person sang. And most people there had all the verses memorized. I applaud them for that.
Are you having many people show up for the rehearsals?
We always get a few that trail in and sit down. And
the process is random. They will show up. They will, there's no schedule. There's nothing announced. But it does help for our purposes, because from a mission standpoint, we want vibrant lifestyle. We want our residents engaged. And these two bring people out, and they add to the quality of the life that all of our residents experience. And I want to compliment them. They sat down, just as Annie said, and said, four of the residents, this is what we think they would like. Are we on track? How can we perform to please? And it wasn't just for the sake of their performance and meeting that requirement. There was a real interest and a real connection that emerged.
Yeah, see, Mark, that's so different from how Annie might put one of her graduate recitals together.
Yes.
When I was a student at CCM, the recitals that I put together, you think rather inward. You think of what pieces have I not worked on and I need to play. What pieces are going to be the challenges for certain parts of my technique and my repertoire so I can expand it. Annie and Alyssa are going about this completely opposite. Not only thinking about, yes, what they would like to sing and perform, but what does the audience want to hear? And to actually go to them to say, we'd like to sing and perform this for you. What do you think? That's completely giving them a tool that, frankly, we don't teach at CCM, yet they're getting it from an experiential component.
I was going to say, how kind of you? That's a good point. I mean, this is not something that's real common for somebody who's studying music to have the opportunity to actually meet face to face with your audience, interact with your audience, talk with your audience like this, is it?
But Mark, it should be, because we talk about audience engagement, and what does that mean? A little clap your hands in something. No, it's really meeting the audience, not dumbing down to them, but really meeting them and say, I want you to value what I'm doing. And at some point, I want you to value it so much that you're going to pay to sit in that seat. That's how much I believe in what I'm doing. Yet without that true engagement that Annie and Alyssa are really getting to experience firsthand, I don't think we actually teach that on a daily basis. Maybe San Ono shouldn't hear me saying that, but you know, this is really the way you know, we allow students to grow, is we put them out in the community in a safe environment, which they have at Twin Towers, and they get to experiment. And I bet they'll learn as much from their failures as they will from their successes.
Annie, give me some examples of some of the things that you've learned so far from doing things, studying this way and doing this program.
Well, one big thing I learned was that in recital, it is so easy to focus on technique and so easy to focus on exactly what I've learned, you know, is my voice going to go this way? Am I going to open my mouth wider here when I sing higher? You know, what am I going to do to make sure it comes out just how I want it? But in recital here, my first and foremost thought was expression. And I found out that by expressing myself just how I wanted to feel, just how I wanted the audience to feel, my technique came freely. It came just out of habitual, you know, instinct.
And I was in that audience, and the energy in the audience, the "isn't this amazing" comments taking place around us, it connected. I mean, the objective was met. And really, the objective overall is to bring a common experience, someone who's aspiring, someone who's growing, someone who's in a position to move to potentially great things in their life. And there are people here who want nothing but that same thing out of these two young ladies who they've met. And I want to emphasize from the perspective of Annie and Alyssa being on our campus, these are two wonderful young women who happen to be multi-talented. And that has been such an important part of what we're doing. They relate to our residents as one of the residents. They are not relating to them as artists, but they relate to them as people. Our residents have taken very kindly and very quickly to that because they see the genuineness and the natural nature of their environment, and that enhances what we are offering. Sets us apart. This is not something that there are many, many good places to live in our business, but this is something unique, and in its experience that we can add, and they've been a vital part of that.
And that was an important part of the selection process when we had this opportunity from Jim. And I have to give a shout out to Miriam Albee, who is Twin Towers Director of Communications.
She's in our marketing department, yeah. And Miriam is opera singer by profession as well. So we had a very much a built-in connection, which was very important. My phone call was preceded by Miriam's door opening.
Yeah.
And that's been very helpful.
And so what we did as a school at CCM is we figured out, okay, who are the right people? What's the right chemistry? What's the right mix of talents that we're looking for? Who are not just going to be able to enhance the Twin Towers experience for the residents, but to really be able to accept as much as they give. And while we love all 1,450 CCM students that we have, not everyone has the personal wherewithal that Annie and Alyssa do. And so we really hand selected them. And it's great that they're going to have this now 2-year experience because you're both first year graduate students, correct?
Mm-hmm.
Jim, you got the idea for this from a similar program in Cleveland,
yes.
Right? Are these fairly unique, or are many other places around the country doing anything like this that you found?
I am only aware of the one. That doesn't really mean anything in terms of the actual reality, but I learned prior to coming to Twin Towers, I was in the consulting business, organizational development type of work. And one thing I learned, a motto, is to steal shamelessly from the ideas that are in place elsewhere. And how can you take something and adapt it to your environment?
At least the successful ones.
Exactly. And we looked at the situation. Twin Towers sits 10 minutes from the university campus by bus. The bus stop is right at our entrance. This was not only a place to live, but this was an easy access for students to enhance their ability to succeed in school, to make that easy. You can't make that work without you've got to have more on your mind than just what will this do for us. And I think the fact that we approach this from a mutual benefit shows us a potential for sustainability of impact in both parties, both the students, CCM, and Twin Towers. And we're delighted with that. We just can't take better advantage of what we have to offer. And we've done everything we can to make this work.
Layman's term, it's a win-win for everybody.
I would agree.
Do you know of any studies, Jim, that show that this improves the lifespans or the quality of life of the residents?
It's clear that a purposeful life, a life with engagement, a life with activity, all the studies you look at will talk about those kinds of things having a positive impact on lifespans. So this is something that no matter where you are in that lifespan, and I think I want to mention this in our the practices take place in all aspects of our continuum of care, not just for our independent living residents, but assisted living, those in our long-term care area. The artists are taking their performances to those locations so that no matter where anyone is in this service, this is something that they are benefiting from. And this was not something that we necessarily anticipated, but was clearly important to Alyssa and Annie. And that just enhances it further.
And I know, Mark, the further we get into this, I'm doing a lot of work with UC Health College of Medicine, and certainly Dr. John Tu, Sean Cotton, who runs the integrative medicine area at UC Health. We're going to be looking for these research opportunities where we'll be able to go in to Twin Towers and survey them and see, you know, how is this working? How has it changed your quality of life? I think certainly also as we develop a music therapy program, which we're developing in conjunction with Xavier University, we're going to have plenty of opportunity, students and this wonderful laboratory that we call the City of Cincinnati, to be able to say, you know, how do the arts and how do music and all of the performing arts really enhance what we do here? I mean, look at the connectivity of the symphony to the opera, to the ballet, to CCM. And I think no matter what area we're in, I think we all recognize that CCM is really the center of that hub, and those spokes go out to all of the arts organizations here. It's just great with this relationship with Twin Towers that now we have this wonderful relationship with another great community.
And that has spawned a conversation that I have had with one of Peter's colleagues about an intergenerational adaptation of some music education. We're right now working to focus on early childhood education, learning with seniors, and how can we build the benefit into that for all aspects of our population, while also helping with issues in the community, like the early childhood education opportunities that will make Cincinnati an even more sustainable community. So this is a door opener. This is not just an event. This is something that we believe has great opportunity for us to serve our residents while serving other parts of the community in concert.
Yeah, and that conversation luckily happened with our new assistant dean of preparatory, John Martin, and we've actually expanded the mission of the preparatory to include community engagement. So this is exactly what he's working on with Jim about this intergenerational experience. So I think it's something that is one of the things I heard when I interviewed here was to get CCM off the hill. Here's the perfect opportunities that we can to get our students like Annie off the hill so she can have her experiences when she's, you know, like crazy at work in the CCM village, but then getting her off campus into a very different environment and one that exercises other growing muscles for her.
So, Peter, what's next for the program? Where would you like to see it go in the future?
To me, the sky's the limit. I'm just very interested to see, you know, we've talked about research potential. We've talked about the intergenerational, and it really just started with, bringing, two students, to Twin Towers. And again, I have to say, it's not all about money. However, when we provide two students, the ability to say, guess what? You can live room and board free. That's an incredible resource for us to be able to offer to recruit the best students here. So I think telling that story is really just going to, I think only our visions and our lack of focus would keep us from doing even more and greater things.
And I don't want to miss the opportunity to share that Annie and Alyssa's next performance is this coming Sunday evening at 6:30. Annie, what is – I'm trying to recall the agenda for the evening.
It's a classical recital.
Okay.
Alyssa's going to do some pieces of her own, and I'm actually singing a set by Ben Moore, and we're ending with Berlioz. So
how long will you be doing this, Annie?
How long?
Yeah, what's the duration of this program for you? So you finish your degree?
Yep, till I finish my degree. So 2017.
Yep, right. So you're a first year master's student. It's a 2-year program.
Okay. So and ultimately, what do you want to get out of this, Andy?
I want to perform and see people's reactions, and I want to gather, you know, stories from all of my neighbors. I already have.
You did. Just one of the Ruths, right?
Yes, I'm one of the Ruths.
So you're making some friends along the way.
I have. Yes.
Well, thank you so much for joining me this afternoon. Dean of the College Conservatory of Music and Thomas James Kelly Professor of Music Peter Landgren, Twin Towers Executive Director Jim Lay, and soprano Annie Barr, one of the first two CCM Twin Towers artists in residence. Thanks for listening to Cincinnati Edition on 91.7 WVXU. Today's show was produced by Pete Reitmeier with help from Jim Nolan. The technical director was Rick Andres. William White composed the Cincinnati Edition theme music. I'm Mark Haney. Stay tuned for Here and Now, next on 91.7 WVXU.